Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andre from the Opinionated Podcast, and I just want to remind you that we are live every Sunday on our Facebook page, and you can find us wherever you stream your music at the Opinionated Podcast. We drop a new episode every Tuesday. So remember to like, share, comment, and don't forget to subscribe. Enjoy the show.
Today's sponsor is brought to you by the ladies at Ideas Unlimited. You got a birthday party you need thrown? Maybe a baby shower, a wedding party, a divorce party. These ladies got everything you need. They make everything custom to your liking. Centerpieces, backdrops, the custom balloon arches. You need a throne chair? They got you. You want to look fly on the 360 booth? They got you. They also do custom treats. You want a bag of Doritos with your face on it? A Snicker bar with your face on it? They got you. Hit these ladies up for all your party needs. They're on Facebook and Instagram. Ideas Unlimited. This is the Opinionated Podcast. We never do anything professional, but these ladies do. Nigga, I woke up on this shit. Like, I was like I said, it's been hot today.
Hot. Hot ain't the word, bro.
Yeah, it's been crazy, man. Like,
Dog, I found my new summer fragrance, bro. Found my new summer fragrance. I'm sorry, man. I don't got no men to talk to. What the fuck?
Left. I mean, you can find some new friends down there.
I got my homies at work, like, you know what I mean? A couple of Haitian homies, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? Comoye?
I don't know what they say. I don't know what these niggas say.
But, my Haitian guys.
Yeah, I mean, man, bring some people, bring your motherfucking energy up, because that's what we're talking about, bad energy, motherfuckers, that suck your shit down.
Yeah, man, you're the king of bad energy.
I'm the king of bad. I try to stay away from... I try to stay away from negative people. I really do a good job at it now. Like, before, I used to kind of entertain that shit and try to hold on to motherfuckers. Like, when I was younger, I used to try to hold on to motherfuckers that had fucking very terrible fucking energy. And you could just feel that shit being put on you. Like, you can feel your shit. Like, you don't want to hang out with your friends. You don't want to fucking... look good. You don't want to feel good about yourself. You don't even give a fuck how you look. It's just, ugh.
That sound like you trying to keep a certain bitch in your life.
That's facts. Like, niggas, hey, I think everybody has been at that point where they try to keep a bad energy bitch around. Like, let's
hey, yo,
let's
that
all
is,
not act like we ain't
most,
been there.
I never had a bad energy bitch around. You can do to yourself, for real, because... your energy sways completely, you know what I mean? Like, with the people around you, nigga, you start making, it starts feeling like everybody's against you, but really, you the one that's being the dickhead.
You the problem. Energy is contagious. Energy is contagious. And yes. If you, I even while I'm at work, and we come in, and everybody's like, hey, all right, we're good today, let's start the day. It's like, nigga, I don't want to do shit. Like, I don't want to go hard. Like, I do, but I'm like, I don't want to go hard. But if a nigga come in, we joke and we laugh and the energy is up, it's a way better day, man. Way better day. You know what I mean?
And you can feel that shit. Like, I always been, like, I try to be positive. I always try to keep a smile on my face. I always try to be like an upbeat person. Even the people I hang around now, like, we were just talking.
Oh, you got new friends?
I ain't got no new friends. I got the same three friends in my family. But I was just talking, we were talking off air about that shit. Like, I used to know a lot of people were hanging around a bunch of motherfuckers. And I think when I had my daughter, that shit got like, had to condense. It's like, yo, certain motherfuckers you shouldn't be giving your time and energy to. Like, they don't deserve it. Like, people that ain't fucking trying to move in the right direction as you or be pot on some positive shit. That's why I was like, I got condensed down to three, and then it's like y'all two, and there's a bunch of motherfuckers I know, and then it's my family. You know what I'm saying? And even sometimes with family, man, you can love them from a distance. They just, you know, especially ones with that bad energy, but like bad energy people, the way they suck from your fucking life, they just come in. When you first see him, it's like it's always a fucking problem. You ever notice that with bad energy? It's always a fucking problem. Like,
yes, they always got a story about what somebody did to them. Always somebody said this, somebody did that. Every time you see him or see him talking to somebody else, no, bitch, it's you. You're the person that gets on everybody else's nerves. That's why something's always happening to you.
Man, I say this all the fucking time. Yo, pre-internet was so fucking, pre-social media was so good because them bad energy people that you were cool with or was, it's like, yo, or family, you didn't have to deal with their shit until you ran into the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo.
That's true. That's actually really true.
Let me avoid James today, man, because this nigga always is always something with this nigga.
Jimothy.
Yeah, now James sends you a fucking friend request. It's like, oh my gosh, like every day this nigga going through something. Every day some fucking girl, weird, depressing fucking quote. Like, damn, nigga is, this nigga's Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Hey, yo.
I don't know.
Yo, Io, man, I work with a nigga like that. Like,
You work with Eeyore?
I work with a niggas like Eeyore. Like, every time you see this nigga, like, it's some fucked up, always Eeyore sad. So every time he sees me, I'm always smiling. I'm always in a good mood. So he always would say, like, he would say to me, oh, you're smiling today. What's so good today? I said, man, I woke the fuck up. Wow. Lucky you.
Get away from me, dog.
Lucky you, meanwhile he alive.
Lucky you. Today.
Lucky you. I woke up dead inside.
Yeah,
there you go. Like, there you go.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, yo,
depression,
man,
is a real thing, though, bro. Like,
I don't give a fuck. Niggas,
I don't care. Don't
know what that nigga's going through. You know
I don't care.
So, man, nigga, life could just. Yeah, but you got to be able to separate yourself from that. You know what I mean? Like, you never know what type of effect you can have on a person and a person can have on you. So, when you come into that type of vibe and shit like that, sometimes you just got to wish them blessings and hope they have a good day and be like, yeah, I got to go over here for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? But
yeah, every day we can't do this. Every day you can't come into my space and then try to bring me down with you. And that could just be sharing. I recommend if you're a person, and I have no problem with people who do this, but I know a lot of people who like unload on other people and then they get into a habit of unloading on other people. Get a therapist.
Yeah. Or if you're going to be the one to unload on somebody, like normally when a person has a conversation about the bullshit they're going through, you tend to give out a little bit of advice because what the fuck are you talking to me for if you don't want to hear the other person's side of what, you know, could have happened or what they may have gone through could be similar. So if a person is talking to you about some of the bullshit they're going through and they hear some advice and they actually take some of your advice and heed and attempt to do it, but it doesn't work out for them, it's different. But if they just dare just rambling on and on about the shit that's going wrong for them with them not even trying to help themselves, you know what I mean? That's just more annoying than anything. It's like, yo, I feel bad for you and I want to help you, but nigga, I'm not helping you if you're not willing to help yourself in the least bit.
I think motherfuckers like that should, you know, if you really got a serious issue, this is a serious side of me. You feel as though you're that depressed. Please, if you're thinking about harming yourself, call the suicide hotline. Seek help. Better help than me, medical attention. Now, this is the funny side of me. This has nothing. Do some shit that's borderline that you think you're going to die, like bungee jumping, parachuting. Free fall rock climbing shit that'll just scare you. You're like, I almost died. You're like, you just wake up, you probably feel better. Like, I almost died, I lived, and I feel better about myself. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Do that.
The way that works.
It's not at all. I'm glad he said it was a joking side.
But I had to put it like that because I had to think.
You can fuck around and bungee jump or skydive and make it and be like, oh, that's all I got to do.
This is so much worse.
This is easy.
Don't jump off. Jump out of a plane with a parachute. Like, you have the near-death experience, but you're going to live. You know what I'm saying? Just get that little bit of negative out of your life.
Jumped out of a plane and got caught by a net?
Right. No, I'm saying.
I'm just saying, that was a little off topic, but did you see the nigga that jumped out of a plane?
No.
At like 90,000 feet, skydived into a net. I was watching this shit the other day.
Incredible aim.
I mean, you have to have incredible aim. Yes, they said the net was only like maybe the size of a football field or some shit like that. I don't remember exactly how big it was, but it was not big.
This guy's a fucking crowd
of people around it. And that seems like that's the type of shit you do when you just like, you know what? I don't care about this life no more. I'm going to jump into a net.
And then you live and you're like, I love life again. I'm just saying. I just don't know what to do with negative.
NDE is usually for people who like it's profound, actually, like near death experiences. It's actually really profound, but I still think that it's meant for the person it's meant for. Like, you can't force an NDE and get what you need to get from it. It has to just happen. Like, you have to, it's people who have died completely and will come back over and say, okay, because of that specific experience, because of what I feel like I saw on the other side, now I know that there's something out there that I should be living for or that I should be doing this for. Now I know what really matters. It's not a mind thing. It's more of a, it is a mind thing, but it's more of an emotional, spiritual thing, that it's a dial that needs to be turned. And unfortunately, we can't hack it. I wish we could, but we can't.
I wish we could, because maybe, you know, some of the negative people like that, you kind of need that to fucking move on with life. But then you got the other motherfuckers that's just the miserable ones that wants to see everybody they around miserable with them.
Think that's a mental illness?
That is, because I've seen people that be in fucked up situations and is miserable about their situation and won't fucking, and when the people they hang with positive in their life is doing well, they try to drag them down to that negative place that they are. And when a person kind of bucks the system, oh, you're really not my friend, or you really don't care about me. So let me get this straight. In order to care about you, I got to feel exactly how you feeling. How about I pull you up to where the fuck I'm at instead of you trying to pull me down to where you're at? Because I've seen people like that have happiness because they drag everybody down to the fucking same pits of hell they're in right now. Tell me I never seen.
Yeah, I've seen that shit a lot. There's a skit on Saturday Night Live. It's quite famous, where everybody was breaking. It's called Debbie Downer. Have you ever watched that skit? I wish I had it on me right now.
I gotta watch.
Where they're at Disney World, and Lindsay Lohan is in the skit. And they're at Disney World, and everybody's happy as shit. They ordering food, and they sitting down, and the lady keeps saying, like, fucked up shit. Like they're talking about how happy they are to be there. And, hey, give me the goofy pancakes with syrup. Oh, man, this is the best time of my life. And the lady just looks up at the table and says, well, it's official. I can't have children. Like, she just say off the wall shit to just bring everybody shit down.
Yo,
it's an amazing skit. Yeah,
it is. Yo, but it's fucking people. It is really people out there. Yo, you have a whole conversation and they be like, man, I think I might have
tree cancer. Full of miles. Yeah.
Listen, you be like, yo, oh shit, what happened? You went to the doctors and found out. I don't know. I got this spot in my arm. Oh, you got to check down. It might be cancer. No, but I think it might be.
Exactly.
So a doctor told you you got it? What's up? No, I just been feeling sick lately. All right, you didn't went to the doctors. You didn't get this spot checked out. Maybe you just got the flu. No, I really think it's cancer.
I'm sorry. That's not funny, but.
There's people there. There's people out there
that legit do that shit.
When I think about everything, I'm pretty sure it's cancer. It's like, nigga, that's how you confront the situation.
But he's talking about the Debbie Downer. It's people that literally do that, and you'd be like, yo, what happened? And you'd be like, well, you can fix that. No, I can't. I think it's just too bad.
That's a condition.
Yeah,
that's a person with a condition that. They have some type of issue, some type of narcissism that comes with that. Because if you're not getting, which I know there's people out there like that, but if you're doing shit like that, it's like, nah, bro, you need professional help and you need to get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, but like, and they wonder, and it's a shame because they might have one or two friends and you can just see the one friend they have, like they might have a person that's on the same level bullshit with them, so they're happy and consent, but it's always one person that who you see wants to be happy, but it's kind of fucking stuck with this fucking just fucking life draining motherfucker, and is like, yo, just get away from him, man. Listen, man, it's been
how do you suggest they get away from him? Let's dive into that. Having that person that every time you get around them, they got an issue. Now let's not confuse a person going through a rough time with a person just draining your energy, and that's just what they do. Let's not confuse those two.
No, because
sometimes you just gotta get off topic with them. Like, yo, if you're not gonna do nothing about the situation, there's no point in talking to me about it. I've had to say that to people before. It's like, you're not gonna keep talking to me about the same thing over and over again with you not even attempting to do anything about it, nigga. Like,
with my kids. What am I gonna do?
Yeah, well, I mean, nigga, maybe, I don't know. More than likely, you're gonna be on child support at this point, my nigga. So she left.
God damn.
Expect to get something in the mail, and then when you get something in the mail, you better figure out that parenting time. But if you're not,
but I still love her,
man, bro. I don't care after the third, fourth time. I don't care. Even with y'all niggas, like, I love y'all niggas to death, but y'all start talking about the same shit over and over again about, bro, the first time I cared, the second time I was like, yeah, I remember that shit. The third time I was like, bro, you don't remember telling me that? The fourth time I was like, all right, nigga.
You got one time, you gotta
get used to that with Kev, because Kev tell you the same thing over and over
again. I do, but it'd be like, it'd be funny shit.
Kev don't give niggas chances, but he need all the chances.
I don't tell y'all negatives. Y'all might tell you, oh man, this shit crazy. I tell y'all wild sometimes. I told y'all this shit already. I'm like, yeah, nigga. I'm like, oh, my bad.
That's but because tell every time you
if a person is like
shit,
that every single day,
you don't complain.
No. Well, I mean, not complain. You'll have a valid reason to have a complaint if you do complain. And it'll be the one time.
And I'll figure that shit out. And if y'all give me advice, I actually listen. I like, all right, you know what?
But that's what we come to each other for. You know what I'm saying? Like, the conversations aren't dead end. It's not just talking about the same shit over and over again. At that point, you're just talking about yourself. You don't have nothing else to talk about. You're a boring ass individual. And you got him, and this is the climax of your life at this point.
Damn,
you know what I mean, bro? Hey. You gotta get out there.
It's you got experience, like, you got a bungee jump, nigga.
Yeah, no rope.
Yo, I told motherfuckers to my
I told motherfuckers
who came with negative shit to me one time. Like, yo, I don't hear that shit today. I'm just like, I don't hear this shit.
I said, I don't want to hear that shit.
Like, go fucking, bro. I don't even hear that shit today. Damn, Kev, it's like that. I'm like, yeah, it's like that. You come the same bullshit every day. I go to fuck it. I don't want to hear it. Like, I'm good, bro. Like, so, the nigga see me the next time, it's like, keep this shit pushing. Like, all right, you caught the hint. You better come up with some positive shit or some real, you really have an issue that you're just trying, you know, that you need some advice and you're trying to seek help with. But if you're just trying to come ruin my fucking day because you're fucking depressed, man, I don't hear that shit.
Let me ask y'all. You got a friend. Your friend is not necessarily complaining about the same thing, but they're just finding problems with their life. They're in a really downward spiral. And that does start to affect your energy, and you're like, dog. But they're really in a downward spiral. How do you help that friend? Or do you help that friend, or do you get away from that friend?
It depends. I mean, it depends on how close that friend actually is.
Somebody who comes by from time to time, but not your best friend. Not like somebody you're like, oh, no, that's my nigga. Nah, but somebody that you like, yo, we talk from time to time, and, you know, we hang out.
Like I said, you give them that advice that you intended on giving them.
But it's everything. It's not just one thing. They're just having a rough time.
Well, damn, that's a lot of shit going on. I mean, I don't know, bro, because say their life is going through turmoil and your life is going through turmoil simultaneously. Mm-hmm. How the fuck can you help someone else while you're trying to help yourself? You know what I mean?
Interesting.
My grandfather used to always tell me, you got to look out for number one before you can do anything else for anybody else. You know what I mean? You can help people with little stuff. Oh, you need a ride somewhere? Yeah, I can manage that. But once I start really getting into like life shit, you got kids, you got a job, your time is already spaced out with the things that you do as it is. It's hard to fit somebody else's problems in your schedule, even if you want to help them. That's why I say giving advice, a person who's looking to conversate with you should be looking for some type of advice or maybe some type of simulation within life. Exactly. Have you gone through this before? And if you did, what did you do? But you just, I mean, I understand sometimes people just want to vent. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to just get shit off your chest. But like I said before, nigga, you get to say that shit two times before the third time I'm looking at you like, nigga, we had this conversation before. And the fourth time when you try to call me, I might not even pick up, be honest with you.
If a motherfucker's come, if somebody's coming to me to vent, I let them vent, dog. I let them get that shit off their chest. Yeah, you know what I mean? I just let them, I let them go through it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
And sometimes you like a good story too.
Yeah.
So I let you go, what's the fuck is going on here? Let me hear what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. I let you feel better about your life that you actually got that shit off your chest and I actually pay attention. You ask me for solutions. I'm gonna ask you one time. Do you really want me to tell you what's wrong? I mean, blunt. I'm gonna be dead fucking honest with you. I'm like, yo, 80% of the fucking problem is you. Like, you really got. Damn, like, no, hear me out. 80% of the problem is you. You know what I'm saying? Or say you had a bad job that's not paying no fucking money, and you come to me. I'm like, yo, why the? It's your problem. You love going there. You haven't tried to find somewhere else, even think about starting over. Like, yo, you'll look up 10 years ago by and you still have this fucked up place and now you can't go nowhere. Instead of giving them another 10 years of your fucking life, how about you go find another job, give these people their 2-week notice because you kind of care about them and move the fuck on. Do what, you know, do something you might like or enjoy or that might have a better paying situation. If it's a fucking female or a relationship shit, I'm gonna tell you what it is. If who the fuck was it?
Don't say no names.
Somebody the female I was working with was telling me about a dude. I was told her straight up, like, yo,
good save.
No, I'm dead ass. And I told her, like, yo, that's what men do. I think he was like, he didn't find it. I say, yo, like,
he didn't what, nigga? Find her attractive?
Find her attractive anymore. Okay, and he was going through it. And he was going through some shit at his job. So she asked me, and I told her straight up, like, yeah, leave we him. Do that sometimes. We fuck up sometimes. Like, you got, if you really love him, you're going to give him another chance. You know what I'm saying? You should give him another chance. You know, you're going to wind up probably going back to him. So maybe you should give him some time to, you know, fix whatever you got to fix and go back and fix that. Oh, no, I think I'm done with him. Are you truly done with him? Can you see him with somebody else? Well, I don't know. I really don't want nobody around my kids. All right, cool. You can't see him with nobody else. So maybe y'all should figure out how to fucking maybe do some therapy to get this shit straightened out. Because don't be no asshole because, you know, he don't find you attractive or he don't want to be with you no more. Now you drag his fucking kids away. That's some sucker shit. Yeah. You don't want to be with you. He don't want to be with you. And he ain't saying nothing about his kids. He just don't want to be with you.
Hit the gym,
maybe,
bitch.
If that's the case, maybe you should find somebody else and let him find somebody else and y'all be happy co-parenting. But if y'all really love each other and y'all really thinking about getting back together, just take a fucking break. Don't talk to nobody. Don't fucking sleep with nobody. Don't do nothing. Because if you do that, you're going to fuck up your relationship when y'all get back together. Y'all going to be constantly be fucking arguing. So don't do that nut shit. So you got to figure out what you want to do. If you want to get back with them, take a break. That don't mean go sleeping around. Come back together, work that shit out. If you're done and he's done, move the fuck on. Raise the kids mutually. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But don't drag him through some bullshit. I'm speaking to you because you asked me and I'm a male. I'm speaking to you how another male will look at this situation. I don't know him. I know you. But I ain't going to say drag this nigga through the fucking mud because you upset with your problems. You asked for an honest answer. I mean, honest opinion, I gave it to you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. So I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I'd have told him to leave him.
I'm not gonna tell nobody.
Messing with your energy, girl. He messing with your energy. Leave him and the kids.
She's a fucked up individual.
They call that a twofer.
You can start all the way over, baby girl.
So clean that. So what do y'all do with? Because I'm pretty sure everybody has. What you do with people that is like family members that is just like negative? But you know, what I mean, this ain't no fucking. And I'm gonna make this clear. This ain't no. This is a family member that you're close to, that you've been around a lot, but now, you know, they turn negative. Like, what do you do with that situation?
Take a break from them or just avoid them altogether. It's one of those things. I got a couple like that, not a bunch, but sometimes it's like, listen, if I know that you're the type that you would affect my energy, like you're draining, you're just a draining individual, then I can't necessarily be as present as I maybe once was, because it doesn't benefit either one of us, especially if like, cause I feel like I ain't always got to help. Like the person who's draining you isn't always asking for your help. Sometimes when you get around them and they just start talking to you and it's just like, damn, you ain't have a good day. And how, like, you ain't have a good day or nothing. Like you always just somebody always doing something to you. Always don't got no money. You always got something going on. Okay, that's when I got to hit you with the, hey, how you doing? Oh, all right, yeah, that's crazy. Here, I'm going to go out here. You know what I'm saying? Or the phone ring and you look at that motherfucker and say, do I really want to be bummed out today? I'm having a great day. Man, when we had flip phones, you know what I'm saying? Or ignore or whatever.
And now you're just hitting the side, you see?
Yeah, and I've done that multiple times because to me, man, I can love you. We can love each other, yo. We can love each other. I think people don't understand that. What the fuck is going on with my camera? We can love each other. It's okay. It's okay for us to love each other from afar. But we're not best friends. And we don't have to be best friends. You're my family. And if I can't do anything to help you, okay, you broke and that shit is fucking with you. You broke. You know what I mean? And that shit is fucking with you. You in a world of trouble with your finances, but I can't help you because I'm not rich. We can't be two broke motherfuckers getting together and complaining all the time because I want to change it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to figure out some shit to change it at the very least. Hey, man, right now, I'm trying a whole bunch of new shit and it all don't go like you plan to, but I'm trying. Yeah. I could have just stayed where the fuck I was at. But I'm trying new shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what you got to do when it ain't going to be comfortable. But if I tell you that and you like, yeah, but. Yeah. Then I got to hit you with, hey, how you doing? All right, I got to go out here. That's it, man.
It just depends on how close. Like I said, it depends on how close you are to me. Especially if you're family. If you somebody
that's what I just said.
I'm going to have to tell you about yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you what I feel is going on with you and how you are affecting me. And if you still want to be within each other's presence and still do what we normally do, then you're going to have to figure something the fuck out. You know what I mean? Because I don't really have the energy for somebody else's negative energy. I already got my own shit going on. You know what I mean? And it's all right when you're bantering back and forth about some shit that's going on between you two. But when you're just getting it from one side consistently, that shit just starts fucking with you. Starts fucking with your mind frame. Now, your shit starts going in a different direction. They say you hang with the people that you want to do the same type of shit. If you want to be rich, you don't hang with broke people. You know what I'm saying? You got to have the same mind frame, you know? And I have to express that to those that would be close to me. Like, yo, we want to continue to hang, man. You got to figure something out because you're not just going to be sitting here just putting a damper on my damn day every time you come through. I'm looking for, you know, some nostalgic times. You know what I mean? I'm looking for some fun, some laughs. I'm not here to just go down this rabbit hole of fucking depression with you. Not now. We've talked about it. That's it. Now you need to hit me with some positive shit now. You know what I mean? What's good going on in your life? And then let's try to pivot from there.
Yo, what you just said just made me think of something. Because I've done this before also. is what the fuck is up? Why's that shit doing that? Anyway, when it comes to if this is your friend, this is your true friend, like you saying y'all close, or excuse me, family member, y'all saying y'all close. At that point, do you consider it your job? Like, okay, I've seen Kev said they got about 3 or 4 times, right? So when you get the 2 and y'all talked about it, at that point when you see them, do you now just try to cut it off at the fucking, cut it off at the knees when the person says, listen, cut it off at the knees when the person gets into that shit? Hey, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
What good happened this week for you?
I don't even, I'm like, yo, I just, like I said before, tell the truth, I don't want to talk about that shit.
Well, I might ask them, what did you do about it? What did you do about it? Don't tell me.
Oh, y'all don't try to spin it.
What did you do about it? Don't tell me what happened. If okay. I already know what happened, what did you do about it? You ain't do nothing about it. All right, we're not even gonna talk about that then.
Talk about something else.
Yeah, I'm just like you don't try to redirect the energy to try to get them, you know what I mean? To get them on a different train of thought.
I'm sorry.
I'm curious.
I try it.
Y'all the ones saying family close and shit. I don't give a fuck.
When your family close, I mean, you try to say, you try.
Won't you tell them, yo, what did you do about it? If you didn't do nothing about it, then there's no reason to talk about it. You know what I mean? I need to hear some results out of this conversation. This conversation that you want to have with me over and over again. I don't understand what the point of it is.
She left me and my kids.
Bro, real shit. Get the fuck, like, yo, man, get the fuck over it. Like, how fucking long are you going to worry about this motherfucker leaving you with your kids? Did you go to court? No, all right, you ain't doing shit about trying to see your fucking kids. Are you dating? No, I mean, nigga, look at you. You ain't got your hair cut like. Look, bro. Real shit.
I don't even know where to go.
That's what I'm saying. You never know. You go pay for a fucking hooker and chuck that kid shit up till they get 18, dog. Like, if you ain't gonna make no efforts, niggas will look at you with the wide eye. Like, all right, now you get the hint. I don't want to talk about this shit no more.
You've been running the same story every
fucking day. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, you coming with that bullshit? Oh man, go somewhere else. Like. Here, drink, nigga. Sit and drink. Drink your problems away with me.
That is what I'm going to enjoy. That is not what we're going to do. Ever.
Make it worse.
Anybody else out there who's listening, no, you don't drink your fucking problems away.
No, I ain't gonna say
doing it either.
But just say, hell, bro, have a fucking drink with me and chill the fuck out. Like, this, like, just, like, you getting on my fucking nerves. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Yo. I told plenty of motherfuckers, yo, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't hear that shit. I hear when they be crying, I be looking with stone face. I don't want to hear that. I don't hear that shit like that to you. And they be crying, trying to say my name. And they be in tears.
Who are these people?
Yo, there's a couple motherfuckers out there, like, I don't hear that shit. And motherfuckers be like, walk away from me like, all right. Man, you fucked up. And if you look at people, other family or people I know, like, yo, bro, you fucked up. I don't give a fuck, man. I don't want to hear that shit all the time. You want to hear that shit? Nah, did you want to hear that shit? Not really, kid. All right, cool. We don't got to hear that shit now. Ain't y'all happy? All right, like, come with some good vibes.
It's crazy.
I'll make you avoid me. I will make you avoid me. Like, I will make
you. Why are you bullying the person with depression?
I'm not bullying because what I hate when a motherfucker do with bad energy, like, yo, I have problems. And I have a lot of problems motherfuckers don't know about. But instead of me crying to everybody every fucking day, it's like, yo, how do I punch the first problem in the fucking mouth and get it out of my way? How do I conquer this first problem? That's my thought process every day when I wake up. If I got issues that I'm really, yo, how the fuck do I conquer this shit?
Because it doesn't solve.
How I figure that shit up.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to nobody. If I'm talking to somebody about my problems, that's because I think this motherfucker got the answer for me.
Right.
And I'm trying to find out the motherfucking answer. Like, I used to have issues. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to front. I go to my dad's house and I will literally sit there with my dad for an hour, because my dad's just like me. He wouldn't pull no punches with me. He ain't fucking sugarcoating nothing. He just giving it to me raw, no ditty. I had it, nigga. So I'm just sitting there listening, and he'd be like, all right, and you know what I mean? And it feels good because I sat with my dad also, and he could see I'm going through something. And all the gems he gave me, I just started applying that shit, and I'm like, all right, it's starting to change. Like, I knew this nigga would have the answers.
What if you went to your dad and he was like, this is your third time?
Nah, because I don't go back to my dad.
This is number three.
I don't go back to know my dad with the same problem I had before.
Your problems ain't fixed yet, nigga?
Nah, I don't go back to the same, like, yo. I don't go back to my dad like, yo, man. You know, I tell my dad I lost my job. He said, yo, go get a job. I'm not coming back to him a month later. Oh, man, Pubs, I still ain't got no job. It's like, yo. He sees me. He like, yo, how the job cut going, son?
Right.
I'm working on it, Pops. And that's it. That's all I got to say. Yo, I'm working on it, Pops. I ain't got to say nothing else. I'm working on it. Like, all right. You know what I mean? If you need me, let me know. All right, cool. I'm not going to call Pops. I ain't calling you till it's like, yo, I'm at the bottom. Mm. Like, I'm in desperate mode. Like, I'm about to do something stupid. Let me call you first, see if you can help me out before I do something dumb. Or you'll talk me off the ledge. You're doing something dumb. But, and yeah, man.
Can I ask y'all the reverse question and I'll answer as well?
What's up?
Has anybody ever been too happy or too, like, they shit is too, and every time they come around, you like, get this happy motherfucker. Like, I'm happy, but goodness fucking gracious, get this person away from me because they on another level. Has that ever happened?
I think I seen a motherfucker with just too, like, it just looked like too cartoonish happy. It's like goofy, cartoonish shit. It's like, the fuck away from me. Like,
you're having a great day, son of a bitch.
Cause I laugh when they get around me cause it's funny. Oh, man, get the fuck away from me, bro. I can't do this shit today. But
in the morning is when it tends.
They feel good energy.
If you like that first thing.
You're not a morning person.
I'm not.
Wake up, kid. If
you
like
that first thing. And you motherfucking got that giddy shit going on, then hell no. I need a little distance.
But grumpy ghost.
The day, if you know what I mean, it really depends on how my day is going. My shit all fucked up. I'm high as hell right now.
Yo, you know what I had one time? Because I go to work early, so.
Crack cocaine.
I would have a nigga get in my truck. And I'm like, yo, I don't, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo. I'm not a morning person. This nigga just all mad energy. First thing in the morning, I'm like, yo, bro, give me the 9 o'clock and we'd be on the same page.
Yeah.
Nigga, like, I like, yo, didn't I tell you chill the fuck out? He's passing on the nigga. And then, but at 9 o'clock, I would apologize, like, yo, my bad for earlier.
Nigga, I told you I'm not a morning person.
Put
your hands where my eyes can see, nigga.
What the fuck is wrong? Nigga just be in the truck. Yo, man, I had a nigga one time get in my truck, man. He always was. This nigga got in my truck, right? He was souped to be at work. It's 3 o'clock in this morning. I'm like this. This nigga just screams at the top of his fucking lungs. Just, yo! Nigga, I was like this. So it's staring, man. What the fuck? I said, yo, man, chill the fuck out. I said, too early for this shit, motherfucker. Didn't I tell you? I ain't no fucking morning person. Nigga just looking at me. I'm spazzed out on this nigga. Then when I finally woke up, like, I really, like, God. I'm
sorry, yo. Bro.
Yeah, to apologize. Like, your energy couldn't match with that nigga energy. You was the one fucking, like, up his vibe.
Bro, because, yo, you understand. It's like, I ain't a morning person.
Several seats.
Motherfuckers see me in the morning. They see me, yo, what's up, kid? Boom, that, what's up, what's up, what's up? Boom, keep that shit pushing.
Read the room.
Talk a little briefly about the basketball game. But niggas coming to me with problems first thing in the morning, I just be staring at them like,
yo, what kind of problems they come to with you in the morning?
Well, trash, you know, now in the position I am, niggas come to me like, yo, what we say? That nigga say? That nigga say sexual problems?
No! No! Yo! telling them, what the fuck kind of trash problems could you fucking have in the morning? Yo,
you'd be surprised. Niggas
be trying to fritz, my nigga.
Yo, because niggas ever have somebody, I don't think they necessarily mean to have bad energy, but they tell you too much. You don't want to know that much about their life because, like, I know you. Nigga, I don't know you. Like, I don't want to hear that you just caught your wife sucking another dude off. And we just been working together for like a couple of years. It's like, I had a nigga tell me something. We've been
working together for a couple of years.
Bro, no.
No, you should tell me.
I work with you.
I'm feeling tired.
Our relationship ends.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Our relationship ends at work.
You put in hours of work. Think about it. You probably see that nigga more than you see in your wife. Because you see this nigga every single day for hours at a time.
No. If our relationship is based on the time I clock in to the time I clock out, it should be problems at work that we should be talking about.
Okay, if you went to his house for break and ate at his house, are you now?
Then I'll be kind of entitled to hear the problems. Because I went to your house.
There you go.
I mean, what if it was
but
a coworker?
No nigga should be like.
What if it was a coworker?
Damn. How could you, Janine?
I don't care. Like, I had a nigga tell me about, like, his wife is cheating and he caught. I'm just looking at this nigga like, I had no response for this shit because I'm like,
damn, that's crazy.
In my brain, I'm saying, what makes you think we're this cool for you to be telling me this shit right now? All I could say was hit it with the black. Damn, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's the number one go-to right there.
No,
that's
crazy.
You just got to keep it moving. Do your thing, bro.
Nah, bro, I ask questions after that. I'm sorry. Like,
see,
that's
white people don't know what the damn that crazy is.
You know who did it? You know who she did it to? You know
this nigga here, hyping the nigga up to go kill him.
I'm not hyping. Listen, if you feel comfortable enough.
It was your brother.
Tell me that, then you should be feeling comfortable enough to give me the details. Because now my day at work is going to go by a little bit faster. You know what I'm saying? If my day was boring beforehand,
you don't want that weighing on you, dog. Like, that's a weight.
Problem.
It would weigh on me, put on you, dog.
My weight, and I wasn't it ain't my wife, and I wasn't the one getting my dick sucked by her. So at that point, I'm just looking at you like, damn. And now I got to see how you work. You know what I'm saying? Because depending on what you do on the floor, if you like my assistant or something like that, I got to have somebody swap you out because you're not going to be in the right frame of mind and I can't have you messing up my numbers.
I just don't want to hear it because once they tell you one thing, it's like every time they see you, yo, man, let me tell you what happened now, man. She going to spend the night with a nigga house then call me and ask me, could I pick up the kids? Like, I don't want to hear none of that shit after that first initial story.
I think I heard somebody.
There's different parts of the story. I'm sorry. Sometimes if you about to volunteer the information, I ain't going to go and ask you what happened. If it was somebody tell me a third party shit, heard about that nigga and his wife? I don't really care. But if you tell me what's happening in your life while we working and you feel comfortable enough, it ain't no different than watching TV to me.
Nah, I'm gonna hit you with one. This ain't true, but it was like kind of close to the situation. I ain't gonna tell you. But what about if a motherfucker came to you like, man, I just caught my fucking 14-year-old daughter doing coke and like now I gotta take her to rehab.
That's
and
wild.
You just know this nigga from work.
He gotta get it out.
Yeah.
He gotta get
and
it out.
And this is a lesson for me. Now I need to talk to with her mother so we can make sure that we can take the proper precautions that she isn't like this nigga's child.
Dog.
I have no idea.
Tell me that I'm genuinely concerned.
From that nigga. She took it from that nigga.
Yeah, right. She took my coke. Yeah. Well, you got a better problem, buddy.
Selfish bitch.
But a nigga felt comfortable enough to tell me something along them lines. And I'm just like in shock, like,
yeah, but aren't you the person at your job that has to have an open door policy?
Yes, I am. But you're the guy.
So. Big dog cat.
You are like the counselor. You're the counselor of everybody's emotions and feelings.
That shit right there is training me too.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a counselor.
That shit's draining me too right now. Real shit. Like really? I had to take a couple of days off of work because I'm like, yo, I can't walk into this shit.
You are taking on way too
like,
much.
Like I thought I was like the time I told you I thought I was having a heart attack and shit. Like it was a certain individual that kept calling my when this motherfucker called my phone, it's like my pressure went up. Like, I don't want to hear this nigga today.
But energy.
But at the same token, like
you had to.
I gotta hear this nigga so I can keep him the fuck out because I do have a job that I'm obligated to do. It was like, I don't want to talk to this nigga today. It's like, yo, get to the fucking point of your
the
problem.
The risk is not worth the reward.
Yeah, don't take me all the way around the fucking block. It got to the point I just told nigga straight up, like, yo, man, let me be honest with you. First you try to do the kitty gloves and, you know, I said, let me get to the root of the problem. Yo, nigga, it's you. Nah, nigga, fuck all this. We not doing this shit today. You're the fucking problem. You're causing 90% of your... You are the fucking problem. Like, damn, it's like that, Kev. I'm like, yeah, it's like that. Like, I've been trying to tell you without telling you and giving you little crumbs, but I guess you want me to take the gloves off and hit you in the face bare knuckle, nigga, so I got to.
That's wow.
But it's like, yo, that shit weighs on me. It's like, yo, I don't want to answer a phone call from you. Like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Personalities, man.
But let me ask y'all this then. Have y'all ever felt like y'all put some bad juju on some people? Like y'all was going through something and you put too much, like probably. You had to look at you. Yeah.
Probably. I can't say I haven't. I most likely definitely have. But
more
I do feel like
you better have, you know what I mean?
But she'll let me know. She'll tell me like, well, stop telling me if you ain't gonna do nothing. She'll be like that, and that's what it is. And then I'll just be quiet and deal with it myself, like I've always done. But I think
that's an Aries for you.
With me, I'm a little bit more self-aware. So sometimes if I'm talking a little bit too much about myself, I'll either point it out and say, yo, sorry if I'm doing that. Or I'll just try not to do it next time. Like I try my best. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I try my best.
Nah, listen. I know I was going through my little issue and shit. I knew it almost fucked my relationship up. But I was just in a dark place, and I didn't know how to get out. Thank God I kind of got out of the funk, but I was in a funk, man. Like this was the only thing that was like kind of saving me.
Put the juju on you.
I think I'm fucking up. Like I really bring my problems that I have that I'm trying to deal with internally. I ain't really talking to nobody about it because I ain't the type of person, but like it's leaked, like me trying to keep it bottled up. The shit is leaking out into my relationship and I can see my bad energy is leaking out to my relationship as I'm trying to think I'm containing something. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's like sometimes you don't want to be a burden on somebody. Sometimes you just don't want to like talk about what you're going through in life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just don't want to seem like you asking for help, even if you know you're just venting. You don't want to, you know somebody else has already gone through shit, especially when it comes to, like, your other half. You know what I mean? Because you don't, when you're living in the same household, you don't have to even say anything. They can feel your energy from whatever you're going through just by how you act. You know what I mean? Your body language, the way you're just talking about other shit. You know what I mean? Your focus. All that shit come into play. And if you've been with somebody for a long enough time, they already know that you're going through something that you don't want to talk about, which we've had an episode about that before. Men not talking about their problems and shit like that, the energy it brings.
Hey, it becomes a problem, but that's part of being a man. And then you pass that trauma right down.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you just bottle it up until you have a fucking stroke or something. Which I was just, that's what I was scared about. Man, that's what I was scared about doing. I'm like, God damn.
Have you been doing anything about it?
I think I had a couple conversations about it. I think I talked to talk to people that was dealing with the same issue. Like, you know, my mom and, you know, what happened with me and my brother's situation, like that was bothering me. So I just started talking to them individually, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we can like bounce it off of each other. When we was like, you can see like, all right, this, yo man, she acting way too happy and doing way too much. I like, all right, that ain't normally her. Let me holler at her. And like, and you like, oh yeah, you have your days too. All right, bet. That's what's up. I thought I was the only one. You know what I mean? Talk to this one. Like, yo, bro, you doing too much here. What's up? Yeah. All right. You going through the same thing I'm going through. It was like a taboo topic not to talk to each other about. Mm. But I just said, fuck it. I'm just going to just start talking to motherfuckers about it. And it's just, you know what I mean? Hopefully we can all vent and get this shit up off our chest. Because it's not something you want to, that's something you don't really want to like, you don't like burdening people with. Especially if nobody knows or been through that. If nobody ever been through that kind of situation, sometimes the advice you hear is like, oh man, this ain't what I was looking for. Like, I remember motherfucker told me like, oh man, time heals all wounds. I used to believe that shit, and then I'm like, that's the stupidest shit ever. I think time allows you to fucking deal with it a little bit better. It ain't healing shit. It's all, that wound is going to always be there, but it just, you're able to deal with it a little bit more. You have a little bit more understanding, but you're going to have days where you're going to go down that rough patch. Like I have days where it's just, oh nigga, I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, fuck. It's one of them days. But them days is now getting further apart, where it was every day to once a month. It's every couple of months. All right. Damn, twice this year, I'm good.
But that's the healing process.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, the pain,
what I mean.
Yeah, so that's, you know what I mean? So that energy that I had at that time when it was like fresh and new, like that shit was just leaking out at home. And getting on here was a place where I could just say whatever the fuck I want, do whatever the fuck I want, just wild the fuck out. You know what I mean? And I'm giving off, the energy I'm giving off is positive, wild energy. Where sometimes. And then, but most of the other times when I was going through my shit, it was wild, negative energy. Like I was taking shit to the fucking extreme. Like, I wasn't, it was a point, I motherfucker say something to me, it was like, all right, I guess we're going that route. You know what I'm saying? Where I would never even think about taking it that route. It's probably like, I'll probably walk away from it, or it's, to me, in my ear, it's just words. Now, them same things that just to be words are a threat to me, where I feel like, all right, this nigga just talking. It's like, nah, I'm taking that shit serious. Like, I'm about to test your mettle, see if you're about that right now. And that's when I realized, I was like, yo, man, I gotta get some help, because I'm gonna wind up doing something that's gonna fuck my life up. So
that was
my bad energy moment.
That's probably the thing I would suggest to everybody that is self-aware enough to know that they're walking around with some bad energy. Energy is real. Energy is real. It's transferable. It's not created or destroyed. It's kind of what we run off of. And if you know you walk around with some bad energy, try to fix that. I can't fix that for you. Yep. I don't care what advice I give you. I can't fix it for you. Just like if I got bad energy, you can't fix it for me. I don't expect you to. I got friends. I got family. I can get advice from you, but you're not going to fix it. I have to fix it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you do need somebody that can give you the tools to fix it. I'm always on the side of therapy. BetterHelp. BetterHelp, I think, is a more affordable way to do therapy now. Like, you can just do that shit over the computer or whatever. And I think you just got to pay. Like, you know what I mean? They make it more affordable. But get yourself some therapy. Try to fix that bad energy. I don't know. Try Reiki. That's like energy healing and stuff like that. Like, try some Western. No, we're Western. Try some Eastern medicine. Like, go on a quest to fix the stuff you got going on, to improve your energy so that you can have a better life. It's not going to fix me. You can have a better life. So that's my thing on energy. I got enemies. Got a lot of enemies.
Well, on that note right there, we're going to wrap this thing up, man. We appreciate everybody for tuning in on a Monday. special episode of the podcast, man. And like we said, get the bad energy motherfuckers out of your life. We out of here. Peace. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Opinionated Podcast. If you love today's episode, make sure to subscribe. Leave a review. 5 stars. We don't want nothing less. If you're an artist, actress, a songwriter, an author, or you're doing something that's interesting and you want to be a guest on our show, please email us at opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. That's opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed day.